from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, the Portland Trail Blazers hold the 7th and 14th picks in this draft. And coming up today, we will be joined at 1 o'clock, Corey Teleba from No Ceilings. He will join us at 1. Casey Holdall, the Portland Trail Blazers, he's going to hop on with us at 2 o'clock. We're going to bust down the door of the Blazers War Room.
We'll get Casey on the phone, and then him and I will matriculate on down to the practice facility tonight for the media availability. It's going to be a busy, busy day.
Let's go. All right, let's talk about the hometown team and what we're looking at from the Portland Trail Blazers holding that number 7 draft. Boy, there is a lot of information swirling. Guys are rising up draft boards. We're seeing teams rumored to be making moves. And look, this all, it points at a lot of gray area for Portland at 7, because we've seen Donovan Klingon as high as 1. Mm-hmm. We have seen him as low as 7 to Portland. You're now seeing teams wanting to move up and jump over Portland. What are we looking at with 7, and what it just kind of where we're at less than 5 hours away from draft?
As of right now, it's as clear as mud.
There we go.
That's where we're at. So Donovan Klingon is proving to be quite the spark point. It does sound like Zachary Risacek is going to go number 1 overall to Atlanta. There's still some noise around potentially San Antonio moving up, but I think if they're going to move one of their picks at this point, it sounds like it's going to be number 8. They've been linked with that pick and Keldon Johnson in various trade scenarios around the league, so we'll see how that pans out. But as of right now, I feel as comfortable as I will feel in this draft with Risacek going 1, Sarr going 2. After that, it's a basket of cats. There has been real smoke about Memphis moving up to number 3 to take Donovan Klingon. If they move up to 3, that's what they're going for.
And if Reed Sheppard is the guy that Houston covets, they could probably still get him at 8 if they swap back.
9.
Nine.
Memphis,
sorry,
Memphis
nine
is at 9. San Antonio's
at 8.
But the interesting thing is, that's the thing, is that if what happens at 3 is going to, we've talked about spark points in this draft. That is going to be the spark point. Originally, I had it as 3 and 5 because
with
those.
Detroit.
And that's the thing is, right now, if Klingon isn't taken at 3 and the Rockets take Reed Sheppard and they can't move 3 for whatever reason, I've been told by multiple sources that Detroit is considering Klingon just for the hell of it because they have Trajan Langdon and it's the best player on their board.
Just bigs on bigs on bigs.
And then they'll figure out what to do with Duren and Isaiah Stewart and then kind of go from there. Or they could basically hold him hostage and trade him. And that's a first opportunity for Trajan Langdon to make his kind of spark point in this draft. that would push, obviously, Modest Buzelis further down in the draft. And if he doesn't get picked there, there's a chance that he could slide to 10, 11, 12, which would be a big drop for him. If Klingon's gone and you get to 6 and Charlotte's sitting there and Reed Sheppard is on the board, they've been wanting to move up, or rumored to move up for Reed for quite some time. The three players that I have heard the Charlotte Hornets most interested in are Reed Sheppard, Stephen Castle, and Donovan Klingon. As of right now, if the Spurs stay at 4, I think they're going to take Castle.
And that is the guy who makes the most sense stylistically. And, I mean, look at him between the ears. Mm-hmm. He's a pop guard through and through.
Yes, and I know some decision makers that have him number one on their board overall. Mm-hmm. So it's a very Spursian pick. It's very much, I think, a lesser leveraged Kawhi Leonard at that point, where you're hoping that something else takes another level, takes another step, an opportunity there to kind of figure some stuff out. Then you get to Charlotte and the decision they make. Cody Williams is high on their board. I've been told from multiple people that the Charlotte Hornets are considering Cody Williams, and that's kind of like where that position goes. So if Cody Williams is off the board, Donovan Klingon's off the board, what do the Blazers do at 7?
Tijan Salam.
I think that's probably the most likely course of action.
But with the way that you just laid it out, that would also leave Modest Buzelis on the board, which has not been linked to Portland.
There's been a couple people here or there, but that's about it. It's just not something that's been out there. I heard his workout was okay. I know he has supporters not only around the league, but I know that there's certain people within the Blazers organization that think, hey, if the shot's real, he's 6'10", he can put the ball on the floor, there's some stuff there. And if you're talking about upside, if you believe in the shooting, that's an opportunity. Personally, if the board were to fall this way, I would go with Salon. That would be the pick that I would make. However, there's a chance that Cody Williams is there, and I think Cody Williams is probably the guy that they're most looking at right now if Klingon is going to go early. What's interesting is what the hell happens after Portland, because as messy as it looks, 1 through 6, it does it all over again, 8 through 13.
Yeah.
If the Grizzlies move up and now the Rockets move back, who are they taking at 9? Or are they completely out? Or do they move 9 for something else? You know, that's like, you just don't know what's going to happen there. Do they? Because 9 is, I've been told, is the floor for Ron Holland. That's as early as he's going to go.
Wait, you mean the ceiling for him? Well, the earliest that he'll go?
Yeah, so floor. Okay. So yeah. The earliest that he will go, and that's Memphis. If all of a sudden it's the Rockets picking there, are they going to add another young wing to that team?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. There's just no room for it, okay? So the Spurs, if they trade out of 8, who's moving into 8? What happens there? And now if you've got the Rockets trading back to 9, and that's before you get to 10 in Danny Ainge in Utah, and you're going, the 8 and 9, coin tosses. I don't know which way they're going to go. I think if the board falls out with this group of players, I think you're probably looking at Utah looking at Nikola Topic. And I think that's eventually how you're going to get your top 10. Now, where they go, God only knows in what order, outside of Reggie Shea and Sar. But I think there's an opportunity that Reed Sheppard could fall. There's an opportunity that Donovan Klingon could fall. There's an opportunity that Modest Buzelis could fall. Like, there's an opportunity across the board for a number of players. And I don't mean fall out of the top 10, but fall out of projected spots or teams switching spots to pick up guys that they want, and then an opportunity comes for somebody else.
The most unsure draft in quite some time is getting more uncertain by the hour as we approach draft, which will start at 5 o'clock. Our coverage on sister station ESPN Portland 910 starts at 4 o'clock for the NBA draft. Isaac and Suk are going to be here right after us at 10 Barrel Brewing in the Pearl. It's a 14th in Flanders.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.